Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to the Happiness Challenge. This is September Back to Work series, our final episode. I'm Claudia Mitura, your work psychologist and happiness explorer. And today we are wrapping up the series with a super timely topic. AI as your career coach, because AI tools are becoming very much smart assistants. They are absolutely everywhere. It's difficult not to be using AI in a current workplace, but how can we use those tools in a smart way to boost our career and our happiness at work without actually getting overwhelmed or lost in the tech? So let's break it down together in this short episode. So I think we need to understand that learning at work is a very important component of happiness. People who learn at work, they are able to use their strengths, they are able to join new projects, progress their career and skill set, are more engaged and happier in the workplace. And AI can be a really good tool to help us to learn more often in our careers. It can be a tool that can help us to brainstorm ideas, learn new skills, prepare for meetings, and even reflect on our personal growth. The key to doing it smartly is to knowing how to ask the right questions, or if you like, the prompts. So in this short episode, I'm going to share with you three practical AI prompts so that you can try them today. And I'm also going to talk through some tips on setting healthy boundaries when it comes to using AI. Let's go. So prompt number one, brainstorming with AI. So if you ever get stuck at staring at a blank page, you're supposed to come up with some ideas. You need fresh ideas for a project. AI can be actually a really good brainstorming buddy. So a few prompts to try is, for example, give me 10 creative ideas for this specific project, this specific presentation or challenge. Or you could be asking, what are some unique ways to solve a specific problem in my industry? And again, the idea is that you're trying to spark new perspectives, you're trying to generate content outlines, or even draft specific templates around the ideas. It's like having a collaborator, someone who just gives you a few things to think about. Number two, AI can be really good advisor on what to read or learn next time. So if you want to upskill quickly, AI can suggest some specific learning paths or learning options. So prompt to try, you could say, well, I recently finished reading this specific book. What similar authors would you suggest that I concentrate to learn about X, Y, and Z? Or you could ask, okay, what are the top resources to learn this specific skill online? You could also ask AI to suggest what you should be learning in relation to other experts in the field. So for example, you could say, well, here is a profile on a specific expert. This is my specific profile. What are the skills I need to develop to match the skills of that specific expert? And again, AI can very quickly identify the gaps. It can quickly identify different resources, and you can use it to satisfy your curiosity. And for example, when it comes to suggesting books and reading material, it is interesting to understand that a study conducted by Yale University in 2016 found that the habit of reading increases our life expectancy. So people with a habit of reading, which is very mentally stimulating activity for our brain, have a smaller decline memory. And if you ask AI to create a reading list for you in relation to the specific skills you want to master, and you read daily for 50 minutes, at the end of the week, you would have read for 1 hour, 45 minutes. So again, is that accumulative effort and the fact that we are doing something, some small bits regularly. And the final one of using AI as our career coach is about strengthening our personal brand. So again, AI can feel us more confident when it comes to how we're presenting our skills on social media. And I think LinkedIn specifically is a place where we talk about our professional life. So specific prompts to try is that you could say, well, I want to be known for this specific skill set within this specific industry. Please review my profile and suggest what I could improve on. You could also say, this is my profile. I want to be known for this within this specific industry. Can you write my profile in a format of an elevator pitch, couple of sentences that very much captures the essence of what I want people to know about my personal brand? So again, you can experiment with your personal brand in a very safe, judgmental, free space. You can try lots of different pitches. You can think about your skill set in a different way. And again, the AI can give you those suggestions. So I guess when it comes to using technology, AI is obviously very powerful, but it's very easy to let it take over our day. We could be asking prompt after prompt after prompt after prompt. So set clear boundaries, you know, decide when you will use AI and when you will unplug. Give yourself a time limit. Use it for a tech support, but not as a substitute for your own thinking and creativity. Because again, we then losing that skill set of pulling the ideas together, analyzing the data, thinking outside of the box. So use it as a prompt to help you with that thinking, but definitely come back to that, review it, assess it. And definitely take regular breaks to reflect, connect with people, and recharge away from your screens. Definitely take time to talk to people, to have curiosity conversations, to run your ideas with others, to talk to other people. In the end of the day, the peer learning is really what's really important, and those connections that we make at work. So yes, AI might be saying this is a great idea, but truly is it? Let's chat directly to experts. Let's chat directly to people who went through that journey to tell us more about specific skill sets. So you are in the driver's seat. AI is just an assistant. So just thinking about how you setting those boundaries with AI. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me to the Back to Work series. Here is very much to learning, growing, and finding happiness at work together. I do feel like I sound like a broken record, but I am so excited about my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, that is launching on the 30th September. And you can celebrate with me by joining my free webinar about the science of happiness at work on 29th of September at 6 p.m. UK time. And you can also celebrate with me in person. I'm having a book launch on 31st of October at 6:30 p.m. at the Science Museum in London. Join my Substack newsletter. Just simply look for the Happiness Challenge on Substack or visit thehappinesschallenge.co.uk for more information. I wish you all the best and see you next month. Bye.